Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that to maximize tensor fascia lata stretching, patients should be positioned with their hip adducted and extended and with more than 90 degrees of knee flexion. Clinicians should note that when stretching the IT band, they should position their patient with greater than 90 degrees of knee flexion and with the hip adducted and extended. However, we do need to keep in mind that the participants were non-athletes and did not have IT band syndrome. Therefore, more research should be completed to understand if this would be as effective in an athletic or symptomatic population. Furthermore, it would be helpful to complete future research with larger populations, as there may be other individual variations that clinicians should be mindful of. However, until that time, clinicians may want to consider using this patient positioning because no standard existed prior to this research, and placing patients in this position posed no risk to the patient's well-being. The reason that we selected this post is one of our posts for sportsmedres.org because it helps us remind us that even before we do clinical trials, it's important for us to understand how we can optimize our current treatment strategies. And even in addition to our clinical trials, it's helpful for us to figure out how we can further optimize it. You know, for example, you may do a clinical trial that shows that stretching is beneficial for IT band syndrome. But the question still remains, what's the best stretch to do? One way to do this is similar to how this study did it, which is expose patients to multiple stretching positions and to see which one elicits the greatest tension on the structure. Once you identify that, then you can go forward and try and do a comparative effectiveness trial in which you could compare the effects over time of using one of these stretches, particularly the one that you found most optimal, to other stretches that may be more commonly done in the clinical setting. This is a great example of how researchers and clinicians can work together, because the clinicians may identify stretches that they feel are better when they're working with their patients. And by informing researchers or working with research to point out that, hey, the stretch you're doing in your study doesn't exactly match up with what I'm doing in the clinic, and I think what I'm doing in the clinic is pretty good, then what can happen is we can evolve our research based on clinical information. It's an important step that we can't just have our research and our clinical work separate. It is critical to success in both settings that both clinicians and researchers coordinate to optimally test the therapies. For example, when I stretch a participant in for their IT band, I often position them side-lying so that I can drop their hip down into adduction and extension while flexing the knee. I'd be curious to see these type of methods used in this study to assess whether it was that side-lying position is better or as good as the supine position that was used in this study. In addition to this post this past week, we had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post introduced the updated recommendations from the American College of Sports Medicine regarding exercise pre-participation health screening. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a blog post from Dr. David Greyer's site, which discussed the epidemiology of ankle injuries in high school and collegiate volleyball. If you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice to use, then please check out our 4 online courses available through Human Kinetics website. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.